so you all are still here in the podcast. Oh my goodness. I was locked out of the account. I got into it, and I see that our last episode, I believe, was May 23rd, and you guys are still listening and joining in, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine. Let's jump into it today. I really want to get back here in the podcast, and I will do my best to keep on showing up as much as I can, as much as I mentally can, and I appreciate you, and I want you to know that. I say it in a lot of the episodes, but I really truly mean that. And lately, so much has been on my mind. I've been doing a lot, and you all know, if you're here in the podcast, this is really like a look inside my heart, my mind, and I share a lot of things on here that I don't share in the public space, on TikTok, on Instagram, YouTube, or anything like that. And I've just been going through a lot of things right now in my mind. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's someone out there listening to this who is juggling so many thoughts in their mind. They're trying to figure out what should they do. And maybe something that you're doing and you love to do right now isn't feeling the same as it used to feel. If I had to guess, maybe there's someone here, if I had to feel into it, there's someone here who was doing something that at one point they loved. And maybe at one point in time, it was the dream. But all of a sudden, you've had like a change of heart. You know, that's how I feel. I used to try to tell myself, like, I only can have one change of heart. Like basketball was the thing. Like, I love basketball. I lived and breathed basketball. And you know, even to this day, it's tough for me to talk about because I truly love it. And I think as we grow and we grow and we grow and we grow, sometimes we're shown something new. And the example I like to use with my clients is like, every time you move up to a higher level, to another floor of the building of life that we can call it, as you move up, you're able to see further in the distance. So what you could see at floor level 10 isn't the same as what you saw at number 2. And maybe your goal when you were maybe at a certain age or a certain time in your life, if you can remember, you just want to get to floor number 3. And you just want to be like all the other buildings that you can see, a building number 3. But now some of you are maybe at floor number 30, floor number 12. And now you can see so much more. You see that there's a beach out there. You can see that there's rivers and there's other people and there's other villages and places. And now it's like, well, I still like the view from level 2 or 3. It's time to move, though. And I got to understand that new part, that's where I have to go. And for me, it's so much a change of heart. And I've realized that it's a hard thing to accept. You know, for me, at least, some of the things that I've had to accept lately that I've really been struggling with personally, I'd say would be YouTube. Because it's something that I started out on, and I'm having the result that I want. Like, it's the result that I wanted when I started. But now, as I can see bigger and better, I'm like, we need to reach more people. We need to make a lot more money. We need to be able to do a lot more things to impact more people. And having tasted what it's like at certain times, I'm realizing if we can reach more people, have more money coming in, we can help more people. Because at the end of the day, it's all about that result of how many more people can we help? How many more people can we inspire? How can we inspire someone at this stage that we're on? Because as much as I love helping people to get through and help people, you know, start their YouTube channel and share their life and do this, it's like, well, now I'm at a different phase and now I want to help people with the phase that I'm at right now. And I just wanted to jump on here, and if there's one thing that you could take away from today, is I just want to give you permission to let you know that it's okay to have a change of heart. You don't have to beat yourself up over it or try to understand why or try to understand what's the reason. But just to accept the fact that it's okay to have a change of heart. It's one of the things that I went over with my coach. Well, my coach actually, she had a change of heart. One of my coaches, my main coach I'm working with, she had a pivot to change her whole coaching industry. And so we're not working together one-on-one anymore, but we had such a great session. And I actually worked with her during a period when she's like, I'm not going to coach, but I'll do individual sessions until I feel called to do the next thing. And it was so beneficial to me because she was just telling me, you know, that having that change of heart is what I've been battling against. It's that you see that, well, the impact you want to have, and I give you a very simple example, maybe I'll do it in a whole nother episode, but the impact I wanted to have, I'm having, but I'm not having it in the way that I wanted to have it. The vehicle that I'm using to have the most impact in people's lives isn't the vehicle that I thought I would be using. And it's that part that's so hard. For me, it's like, well, I wanted YouTube to be the way that I reach people and I help change people. And it is. But I've realized now, well, you know, what takes you 3-4 hours to do to reach a couple hundred people, you can do in a minute and a half on another platform. And I'm reaching thousands of people multiple times a day if I choose to share it that much. And it's like going through that, like, no, that can't be right. That can't be right. But sometimes going with what's working is sometimes better than going with what you thought was going to work. And as I realize it, and as I'm, like I say, discovering and learning new things, it's just a reminder. And with that being said, the podcast is something that I want to use to be, as I said, inside my mind, inside my heart of what's really going on. You know, you all who have been here, I hope that you're able to not only take away some things, but you've been able to take away things from previous episodes. And with that being said, I appreciate you. I'm going to be back. We're going to be talking this week. Podcast, we are getting back to it this week even more. And with that being said, I want to open this up. I haven't done this in a long time. I have not done it. I felt like it wasn't the time, and I felt like I need to get myself on a path before I can help others do it. But at this point in time, I want to open up the doors right now, only for two people though. What I want to do is give away we've been working on the name of it. We call it a breakthrough session, a clarity session. And I want to open up for two people. And if you guys are new here, it's just something I give out to my audience. I used to give it out about a few months ago. I'd give it out every week. I give out two clarity calls and just to help you kind of get clear on things. You know, and I think as you realize that having a change of heart is okay, I think, at least for me, I've realized that so many more possibilities that I never thought were possible, I never even saw, have opened up to me as well. So I want to offer two clarity sessions. It's just going to be the first two people that email me. You already know, LukeLifeCharms@gmail.com. You're interested in the session just on getting clear. For those who feel like they have a change of heart, that's who I want to focus on this week. So if that's not you, just if you could save off for another week, I promise you'll get time. I'll offer more sessions in the coming episodes. But one of the things is really for people who have a change of heart. Really, like truly a change of heart that realize that maybe you're living the dream and it's just not the dream you want anymore. And that's okay. It was a dream that you thought would make everything. This was the dream that was going to end all dreams. And you're realizing it's just not that anymore. If that's you, those are the people that I'm working with this week. I love working with people and talking with them. And I've had so many conversations, oh my goodness, throughout my days traveling and being able to speak in English with so many people. And I think that that's where it comes alive in me, is when I get to speak English with people, my native language, and really be able to articulate myself in a way that I can do best. So with that being said, giving away two clarity call sessions, breakthrough sessions, however you like to call it, just an email saying, Luke, I'm interested in a session. And get you clear on some things and get you back feeling a little bit better. And with that being said, I will speak to you guys. Let's jump on a session tomorrow. I'm liking this. I'm loving this. It's great to be back and got my microphone set up. I'm kind of in my office for a little bit. Gonna be making a transition into a new one soon, so we'll have even more episodes because I'll be more structured. And with that being said, I love you. I appreciate every single one of you that's here and shows up. It inspires me more than you know, and that inspires me to inspire and help other people. So thank you, and I'll speak to you all, or I'll hear from you, hopefully a few of you today, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Take care.